I'm going to share with you today why I enjoy both the Unitarian Universalist and Buddhist religions. Here's the punchline. The UU religion and this congregation have a well-developed infrastructure for both spiritual growth and active community involvement. Following the fourth UU principle, as described on the back of your order of service, as part of my free and responsible search for truth and meaning, I have been exploring Buddhism. This is more of an inner journey for me, while UUism is in some ways more of an outer journey. I relish both. If I had to describe Buddhism in just a few sentences, I would say it's about having compassion for all sentient beings and losing your attachment to your ego. It is not about striving for your own happiness, but about striving for the happiness of others. Meditation is a central practice of the religion, at least as it's taught to me, and it is used to discover on your own, but with guidance from the teachings, the path to enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. Enlightenment, I should just say, one of my fellow Buddhist students is here, and she's going to cringe at this next stuff. Enlightenment is a concept that I don't understand in the slightest. For one thing, if some advanced meditators have already reached enlightenment, why haven't they brought happiness to the world? And for another, if they haven't reached enlightenment, then what possible hope do I have to reach it? What I just said is probably ridiculous, which adds further evidence that I don't understand enlightenment, so I'm just going to move on from there. Fortunately, you can still study Buddhism. The meditation group I stumbled upon 4 years ago has both a secular and a religious track. Newcomers are introduced to the secular track, where we learn how to meditate. In addition to learning to develop awareness of our thoughts, we learn loving-kindness and compassion meditation. An example of how this can work was given in the reading. It's helped me greatly, too. I've practiced it on people who I get irritated by, sometimes for no good reason, sometimes for what's got to be a good reason, I think. And I've been amazed at how many judgments or anger melted away. Of course, I have a long way to go as I experience judgmental thoughts about me and everyone else all day long, but at least I'm more aware of them than I used to be. After a few years of meditating, I began to wonder if, stripped from its original religion, meditation is so powerful, how much more does religion add to it? The Buddhist religion is 2,600 years old, passed down from teacher to teacher. And imagine what these guys must have learned from meditating for not just 30 minutes a day, but all day for years on end. That's a lot of knowledge built up over generations and centuries. It just so happens that my meditation group has a Tibetan Buddhist track, and so that is what I started studying. Little did I know I was choosing the most far-out form of Buddhism, at least from a Western perspective. Perhaps because of that, it is strangely captivating. It's interesting from a historical point of view to see religion through the lens of Tibetan cosmology. I'm surprised to find that I have a reverence for the religion and its practices. It could be due to my respect for the heritage of deep learning and mind training passed down and enhanced with each generation. Or it could be a religious instinct that even my atheist brain can't shake. I don't mind going with the flow and suspending my skepticism as I study these teachings. I don't mind imagining various realms of existence, such as hell realms and God realms, partly because they can be seen as representing different psychological states in all of us, such as anger, greed, ignorance, desire, jealousy, and pride. And it's even entertaining to imagine that the squirrel outside my window was my mother in a past life. This is actually a useful tool to help practice compassion, because I might be a little nicer to my mother, the squirrel. I guess I think of these as thought experiments, like the ones Einstein used when he investigated the theory of relativity. This year, I am taking an intensive course on Nundro, which is the set of preliminary practices that most monks or students do as part of their initial studies, I think. We are spending the first several months contemplating four thoughts. One, this precious life. or how lucky I am to be in the right place at the right time to have the opportunity to study this material. Two, the impermanence of everything. Or, I'd better do it now because I can die at any moment. Three, karma, or the law of cause and effect. Or, what I do right now will have effects that propagate out, so I should do something good. And four, the only way to relieve suffering is to take refuge in the Buddha, the teachings, and the great teachers. In the next several months, I will practice bodhicitta, which is the desire to help all beings discover their Buddha nature. And then I think it's going to get really crazy. One daily practice I'm taught is to wish for all sentient beings to be happy, free from suffering, in touch with their true nature, and free from attachments. I often imagine, what would that world be like? How can we be free from physical suffering? Would that be because we are enlightened? At this point, I get confused, but I still enjoy thinking about all of us humans being open and accepting to each other. And since the Buddhists believe in not harming sentient beings, I don't see any way around it being a vegan world. Sorry. Buddhism is an experiential religion. We are taught to question, to experience it for ourselves, to experiment on ourselves. We don't pray to the Buddha to relieve our suffering. Only we can relieve our suffering. One way they describe it is we can ask the Buddha to throw us a rope, and the rope is the teachings which we use to help us climb out of our suffering. That's similar to Unitarian Universalism, where we are taught to ask questions and pursue our own journey. Another similarity is that both religions deal with managing the suffering in this world and don't focus so much on an afterlife. In fact, there is a sense of urgency in Buddhism to do all you can right now to become enlightened in order to help all other beings. So based on my experience, does Buddhism work? Does it relieve suffering? At this stage in the game, I'd have to say it's probably increased my suffering. After all, it makes me more in touch with my emotions. Hello. I worked hard all these years to develop an impenetrable shell. And now Buddhism wants to break through it all. Supposedly, it will uncover my Buddha nature, which is apparently a joyful thing. And I am hopeful for that. On the other hand, of course I know it's a good thing. I do need to feel the pain and suffering of terrible things happening in our world, like the horrible tragedy at Charleston this week. By feeling more deeply, we are more prone to act. Another way that Buddhism and meditation has both increased and decreased my suffering is that it makes me more aware of my thoughts, of my selfish, judgmental, angry thoughts. That has increased my suffering by making me realize how ungenerous I am. But it has relieved my suffering when I recognize that my thoughts have no basis, especially those unkind thoughts directed at myself. And most importantly, it has relieved the suffering of others on the rare occasions that I notice my thoughts before acting on them. I'm hoping this will improve over time. Apparently, my increased suffering is an indication that I'm on the right track. Here is an excerpt from one of the books we are reading for our Nundro course called Not for Happiness. The aim of far too many teachings these days is to make people feel good, and even some Buddhist masters are beginning to sound like New Age apostles. Their talks are entirely devoted to validating the manifestation of ego and endorsing the rightness of our feelings, neither of which have anything to do with the teachings we find in the pith instructions. So if you are only concerned about feeling good, you are far better off having a full body massage or listening to some uplifting or life-affirming music than receiving Dharma teachings, which were definitely not designed to cheer you up. On the contrary, the Dharma was devised specifically to expose your failings and make you feel awful. Okay. But not to make it all sound bad. Here's an example where Buddhism is making my partner's life better. It's a really tiny example, but you got to start somewhere. So the teachings about karma remind me that every action I perform should be as selfless as possible and dedicated to helping all beings. So now, against my selfish instincts, when I prepare our bowls of fruit at lunch, I have been picking out the best strawberries for Marilyn's bowl. She doesn't know it, but because I'm not supposed to feel good about this because then my ego is involved. So you can't get away with anything in Buddhism. One thing that is important to me in a religion is how it goes about making the world a better place. Buddhism does so with personal transformation, which propagates out to others. One practical example is that I'm part of a group that leads meditation and yoga classes in the Dane County Jail. I think we've had a positive impact on the lives of several people. It's likely that since we're there, we really get to see what it's like for them to be there and what the guards are saying to them and just what they go through. And I really get the impression that we are the only, we're the only ones sending them a positive message and telling them they're good people and that they have a right to feel good about themselves. We practice a lot of loving kindness and meditation with them and let them move their limbs a little because we're doing some really easy yoga stuff. And they feel good in their bodies as well as their mind. For me, a personal transformation is not enough to make the world a better place. And this is just me. It's a very personal thing. I'm not suggesting it applies to anyone else. But this is why I'm a Unitarian Universalist, and I am a member of James Reeb UU Congregation. That and the fact that we have an awesome minister and an awesome community. We have a well-developed infrastructure for both taking care of our community and engaging in the wider community. JRUUC is really active in social justice, as you can tell from our order of service, our weekly email announcements. Thanks to our recent adoption of several statements of conscience, we can respond quickly as a congregation to events related to over-incarceration and racial justice. Finally, I would just like to say you can get a lot of benefits from meditation without being a Buddhist. I found that going to a meditation group occasionally or regularly is a great way to learn some basics and to motivate your daily practice at home. It's also a great way to build community with others. There are many meditation groups in Madison. It's a surprisingly fun journey sitting on the cushion.